نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد then to continue with رمعة الاعتقاد The book of Creed and Belief compiled by the Imam Ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi rahimahullah with the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahullah. Then last week we had something from the section on the attribute of Allah the Most High of al-Kalam, of speech. We had the last part of the general section on the speech of Allah the Most High. And we covered three narrations from page 116 of the Egyptian edition, from page 116 to page 119. So just to give a brief summary of some of what we had, then we had the narration of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, which as we heard is authentic as a statement of Ibn Mas'ud and as a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from a hadith of Ibn Mas'ud as well. That when Allah speaks with the revelation, the inhabitants of the heavens hear something to the end of the narration. And we heard that this narration is declared sahih, authentic by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah, reported by al-Bukhari in his book Khalq Arqam al-Ibad and in disconnected form in his Sahih, also reported by al-Bayhaqi in his book Al-Asma' al-Sifat. And from this narration, Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned that it shows that Allah speaks with speech which is heard by the heavens and by the inhabitants of the heavens. It's heard by the heavens and by the angels in the heavens. And that this speech is conveyed by Jibreel to the human messengers whom Allah commands him to take it to. The second narration that we had was a hadith of Abdullah ibn Unais. The hadith which Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma travelled for a whole month just to hear this narration directly from the companion Abdullah ibn Unais. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will gather the created beings on the day of resurrection, barefooted, naked, uncircumcised, with nothing along with them. And he will call to them with a voice which will be heard by those who are distant, just as it will be heard by those who are close, saying, I am the King, I am the Recompenser. The hadith, with the full wording of the hadith. And we have that this hadith is declared Hassan by Shaykh al-Albani, being a narration reported by Imam al-Bukhari in his book Al-Adab al-Mufrad, Imam Ahmad and Abu Ya'la. And from this narration, Shaykh al-Fawzan extracted some points, amongst which were that it shows that Allah's speech is hadith of ahad, that Allah's speech with regard to his individual instances, it merely comes about. So Allah speaks with individual speech as and when he wishes. So his speech with regard to his individual cases is something which merely comes about. And that Allah will speak on the day of resurrection with speech which will be heard. So it shows that his speech is something true and real. In other words, not something metaphorical, not a figure of speech. Allah's speech is something true and real, and can be heard, and that it comes from him, and he speaks whenever he wishes, and that he orders and forbids and creates and grants provision through his speech. That he commands something with his speech and then that thing is. And the third narration that we had was a narration with regard to Musa alayhi salam on the night when he saw the fire and he became afraid, and that his Lord called to him. This narration, as we had, was a narration of one of the Tabi'een reporting it. It was the Tabi'een being Wahab ibn Munabbih, rahimahullah. And this narration reported by Imam Ahmad in his book Az-Zuhud. And as Shaykh al-Fawzan derived a number of points from it, all of which are established in authentic narrations. Then, as we said, the Imam Ibn Qudamah, rahimahullah, he moves on after mentioning the speech of Allah in general. He mentions a specific section with regard to Allah's speech, with regard to the Qur'an. So there comes in the book here, page 120, page 118 of the Saudi edition. فَصْلٌ فِي أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ حَقِيقَةً. Section with regard to the fact that the Qur'an is the speech of Allah in reality. In some of the versions, they don't include this title. Some of the versions include this as a title. But it's a section, by the way, it's a section, فَصْلٌ فِي أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ حَقِيقَةً. Then as for the speech of the Imam Ibn Qudamah, it begins in the section, وَمِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ الْقُرْآنُ الْعَظِيمُ. And from the speech of Allah, the Perfect, is the tremendous Qur'an. And from the speech of Allah, the Perfect, is the tremendous Qur'an. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, Hafidhullah, in explanation of this phrase, and from the speech of Allah, the Perfect, is the tremendous Qur'an, he said, the author, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy upon him, having mentioned that from the attributes of Allah, the Majestic and Most High, is speech, al-kalam, which is an attribute of his, which is an action. فَهُوَ صِفَةٌ فِعَلِيَّةٌ. Allah's attribute of kalam, of speech, is an attribute of his, which is an action. So he, the Perfect and Most High, speaks whenever he wishes, with whatever he wishes. And as we had before, this second part being an explanation, when we say something is an attribute of Allah, which is an action of his, meaning he does it when he wishes, as he wishes. That being the case with regard to speech, it's an action of his. So therefore, he speaks, he the Perfect and Most High, whenever he wishes, with whatever he wishes. Shaykh said, with speech that is heard. Jibreel heard it, and he conveyed it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he mentions a further example, and Musa alaihi salatu wasallam heard it without any intermediary. Then the author, rahimahullah, mentioned this in detail. And he mentioned the ayahs which prove that from the book of Allah, the Perfect and Most High. So he speaks, he the Majestic and Most High, with true and real speech, بِكَلَامٍ حَقِيقِي. He speaks with true and real speech, which is heard, وَبِحَرْفٍ وَصَوْتٍ, and with letters and a voice which can be heard. And it is recited in the speech of Allah, it is recited, read and written. And he speaks whenever he wishes, he the Perfect and Most High. And his speech, قَدِيمُ النَّوْعَ حَادِثُ الْآحَادِ, mentions the principle that we had a number of times, and his speech is eternal in its type. newly coming about with regard to its individual instances. As we had before, this phrase means that Allah has always had the attribute of speech. That's always been His attribute. Even before He created creation, Allah has always had the attribute of speech. So, therefore, the Shaykh said, His speech is eternal in its time, newly coming about with regard to its individual instances. Meaning when Allah the Most High spoke to Musa, for example, His speech newly came about. When He spoke to Jibreel, His speech newly came about. That instance of His speech newly came about. Likewise, when He spoke to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Mi'raj, Isra Mi'raj. So that's why He makes this phrase, and His speech is eternal in its time, newly coming about with regard to its individual instances. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so it is not permissible to unrestrictedly state that the speech of Allah is unrestrictedly eternal. This is an important point that many people don't realize. It's not permissible to state without restriction that the speech of Allah unrestrictedly is eternal. Then he mentions what is correct to say. He said, rather it should be said that the speech of Allah is eternal in its type. However, in its individual instances, it newly comes about. Meaning that it is connected to His mashi'ah, to His wish and will. So He speaks whenever He wishes, He the Perfect and Most High, and with whatever He wishes. And then He moves on to this specific section here and says, and from that is the Qur'an. And from that's the speech of Allah, which has been just been discussed. And from that is the Qur'an. So it is an individual instance of the speech of Allah, the Majestic and Most High. Since the speech of Allah, the Majestic and Most High, cannot be enumerated except by Him. He creates, and He gives provision, and He controls by speech. Shaykh's meaning there is that whenever Allah creates something, whenever He provides provision for something, or whenever He controls and orders something, then He does so by His speech. He gives the command, it is whenever. So therefore, Shaykh uses this as evidence that Allah's speech cannot be enumerated. Whenever He creates something, and He speaks with that. Whenever He orders something, whenever He gives provision, He speaks with that, gives the command, and it's done. So therefore His speech cannot be enumerated except by Him. And he quotes the evidence for that. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Surah Yasin, the 36th surah, ayah 82, with the explanation, His command is that whenever He wants something, He says to it, be, and it is. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so therefore His speech cannot be enumerated except by Him, He the Perfect and Most High. In other words, it's not just the Qur'an, it's the speech of Allah. Rather, Allah's speech cannot be enumerated in its great quantity by anyone except Him, He the Most High. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes a second ayah in this regard. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Surah Al-Kahf, the 18th surah, ayah 109. With the explanation, say, if the ocean were ink to write the words of my Lord, then the ocean would be exhausted before the words of my Lord would be finished, even if we brought its light to replenish it. Even if we brought its light to replenish it. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes the second ayah in this regard.
وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
Surah Luqman, the 31st surah, ayah 27, with the explanation, and if whatever trees are upon the earth were to be made into pens, and the ocean were ink to write down the words of Allah, and then the ocean were to be replenished seven times over, then the words of Allah would still not be finished. Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. As usual, the explanation is taken and simplified from the Tafsir al-Tabari. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, commenting, Hafizahullah, so he, the Majestic and Most High, speaks with whatever he wishes. He creates and he gives provision and he gives life and he gives death and he controls without any beginning or end. And no one knows or enumerates his speech except for him, the Perfect and Most High. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, and from his tremendous speech is the tremendous Qur'an, which he sent down to his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just as Allah, the Perfect and Most High, said, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. Surah Ash-Shu'ara, 26th Surah, Ayahs 193 to 195, with the explanation, the trustworthy spirit, I mean Jibreel alayhi salam, the trustworthy spirit descended with it upon your heart, so that you should be one of the warners in a clear Arabic tongue. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, Ar-Ruh, the spirit descended with it, meaning Jibreel alayhi salat wa salam. He is the Ruh, Ar-Ruh al-Amin. He, Jibreel alayhi salam, he is the trustworthy spirit. This is the title of Jibreel alayhi salam. Ar-Ruh al-Amin, the trustworthy spirit. And he described him with trustworthiness, since he, alayhi salatu wassalam, لِأَنَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ أَمِينٌ عَلَىٰ وَحْيِ اللَّهِ. There's a word missing from this Egyptian text here. Amin. Aminun ala وَحْيِ اللَّهِ. Because he, alayhi salatu wassalam, was entrusted with the revelation of Allah. He did not add anything to it, and he did not reduce anything from it. Rather, he conveyed it just as Allah Jalla wa Ala commanded him. Again, there's a slight printing error there. Jalla wa Ala. He conveyed it just as Allah, the Majestic and Most High, commanded him. Allah commanded him, rather, Allah described him with amana. Allah described him as being trustworthy. And this is a declaration of reliability for the chain of narration of the Qur'an, that it is from a narration of the trustworthy Jibreel from his Lord, the Perfect and Most High. He conveyed it to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Muhammad conveyed it to his nation, and his nation reported it from him. That is the chain of narration for the Quran. Allah the Most High spoke with it, Jibreel conveyed it from him to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he conveyed it to his nation, and they conveyed it from him. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes evidence for this. He said, just as occurs in the other ayah, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا. To the end of the ayahs. The ayahs from Surah Al-Haqqa, 69th Surah, ayahs 40 to 44. And then Shaykh al-Fawzan, then later on he carries on with the explanation. It is indeed the word of an honorable messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as occurs in At-Tabari. It is indeed the word of an honorable messenger, and it is not the word of a poet. The Quran is not the word of a poet. Little it is that you believe, nor is it the saying of a soothsayer. Little is it that you take admonition. It is revelation sent down from the Lord of the whole of creation. And if he had made any false sayings about us, the Khazan said, me Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had falsely attributed something to Allah, بَعْضَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ. Again, there's some slight printing error there. Ayah 45 from the same source, Surah Al-Haqqa, with the explanation, if he had invented some sayings about us, we would have seized him with strength. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, meaning with strength, and would have destroyed him. ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينِ. The last ayah here, the 46th ayah from Surah Al-Haqqa, same surah, with the explanation, and then we would have cut off his aorta, his life artery. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and that is the artery essential for life. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had invented anything falsely and attributed to Allah, then Allah would have seized him and destroyed him by cutting off his life artery. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, meaning Allah the Majestic and Most High would have taken revenge upon him for that, with the severest revenge, if he had falsely attributed anything to Allah the Majestic and Most High. So this is a declaration of reliability for the chain of narration of the Qur'an, that it was narrated by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Jibreel, from Allah the Perfect and Most High. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. Surah Fussilat, ayah 42. With the explanation that the Quran, no falsehood approaches it from in front nor from behind. It is revelation sent down from one who is all wise, deserving of all praise. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so it is the speech of Allah. It originated from him, meaning Allah spoke with it. He, the Perfect. So it originated from him, not from the Lawh al-Mahfuz. It originated from him, not from the preserved tablet, as is said by the Jahmiyyah. In Jahmiyyah, they said the origin of the Qur'an It was in the Lauh al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, and then Jibreel transcribed it from there and brought it down. He didn't hear it from Allah. This is the saying of the Jahmiyyah. Al-Fawzan gives the correct saying that the Qur'an, from the speech of Allah, it originated from him, from Allah, not from the preserved tablet. As is said by the Jahmiyyah, rather from Allah, the Majestic and Most High. It originated from him, and it will return to him at the end of time, when action upon the Qur'an is abandoned. Then it will be raised up from the Mus'hafs. It will be raised up from the written copies of the Qur'an and from the hearts of the men. So nothing from it will be found upon the earth. And that is when action upon it has been left behind, at the end of time, when the hour is going to be established. Then the Imam Ibn Qudamah, his quote continues, or his saying here continues in the main text, وَهُوَ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ الْمُبِينِ. And it is the clear book of Allah. And we already said, and from the speech of Allah the Perfect is the tremendous Qur'an. He then said, and it is the clear book of Allah. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, commenting upon this phrase, it is the book of Allah. And it is the speech of Allah. And it is the Qur'an. It has many names. So it is the book of Allah because it is written in the preserved tablet. In other words, why is it called the book of Allah? Because it is written in the preserved tablet. And it is written in the Mus'hafs. It's written in the written copies of the Qur'an. And just as a side point, there's a mistake sometimes people make in the English language that they say, when they want to put a plural, they say Qur'ans. And they should say the Mus'hafs. You want to use the word the Mus'hafs, not say the Qur'an. There's no plural for the Qur'an. There's only one Qur'an. So people shouldn't be writing in Qur'ans. We have a set of Qur'ans here. Rather, we have a set of Mus'hafs. So as the Shaykh said here, and it is written in the Mus'hafs, in the written copies of the Qur'an. And it is the speech of Allah, since Allah spoke with it. He, the Majestic and Most High. It is not the speech of someone else. And it is the Qur'an. And it is Al-Furqan. And it is the criterion. And it is Al-Dhikr al-Hakim. And it is the wise reminder. And it is Al-Huda wal-Bayan. And it is the guidance and the clear explanation, along with the rest of the names of the tremendous Qur'an. All of these are names of the Qur'an, and others besides. To the rest of the names of the tremendous Qur'an, which shows its tremendousness in the fact that the Qur'an has many, many names and titles. He said, this shows its tremendousness, because something which has many names and attributes, this shows that it is something tremendous. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan explains the wording here, that it is, the Qur'an is, Kitabullahi Mubeen. It is the clear book of Allah. He said, in which He, the Perfect and Most High, makes clear whatever is needed by the servants. So it is clear, meaning the Qur'an is clear, mubeen, meaning it is clear and plain and distinct. And it is mubeen, and he gives a second meaning here for the Qur'an being mubeen, being clear. And it is mubeen, clear, with the meaning that it makes clear whatever is needed by mankind. from the affairs of their religion and their worldly life. In the Quran, in both these senses, it is mubeen. It itself is clear and plain and distinct. And secondly, it makes clear to the servants whatever they need in their world, in their religious life, and in their worldly life. He said, so it is a tremendous, comprehensive and extensive book. Its amazing things do not come to an end, and the knowledge contained in it does not stop. What's the meaning? However many times a person was to read the Quran, however many hundreds or thousands of times he read it, he'd always come across new amazing things and new knowledge. So he said, its amazing things do not come to an end, and the knowledge contained in it does not stop. Then, to continue with the quote of the Imam Ibn Qudamah, he said in the main text here, وَحَبْلُهُ الْمَتِينَ وَحَبْلُهُ الْمَتِينَ and his strong rope, and it is his strong rope. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, first explain the word al-habl, a rope. He said, Shaykh al-Fawzan said, the rope is something well known, and it is that which a person clings to attain salvation and security from great danger. So the Qur'an is Hablullah. So the Qur'an is the rope of Allah. Allah the Most High said, وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, ayah 103. With the explanation, and cling all of you together to the rope of Allah, and do not separate away. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, the rope of Allah, the habl, the rope of Allah is the Qur'an, or it is Islam. And he's given two explanations for this, the word as occurs in this ayah. And he explains of the Qur'an, maybe different explanations of what is meant here by the rope of Allah. So Shaykh al-Fawzan said, the rope of Allah is the Qur'an, or it is Islam. And there occurs in the hadith, huwa hablullahi al-mateen. Occurs in the hadith about the Quran, huwa hablullahi al-mateen. That it is the strong rope of Allah. As for this hadith that's indicated here, in a footnote they mention, the hadith is reported by Tirmidhi from a hadith of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. And as for this particular hadith that they're quoting in the footnote, they're referring to in the footnote, but as part of a longer hadith, and it contains this reference that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is quoted as having said, that the Qur'an is the strong rope of Allah. And as for this narration, Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah, mentioned being da'if, being weak. Likewise, Shaykh Muqbil, rahimahullah, in his checking of Ibn Kathir, he mentioned this narration is weak because of the narrator from Ali, who is called Al-Harith, that he was Al-Harith ibn Abdullah Al-Hamdani, who was a kathab, a liar. So this particular narration is weak. However, there is authentic narrations affirming that the Qur'an is indeed the rope of Allah. From them is the narration also reported by Tirmidhi from a hadith of Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhuma, who said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am leaving amongst you that which if you cling on to it, you will never go astray after me. One of these things is greater than the other. The Book of Allah, Kitabullahi, Hablullahi, Mandud, Mandudun min as-sama'i ila al-ard. The Book of Allah. It is the rope of Allah which is stretched from the heavens to the earth. To the end of the hadith. And this hadith was declared sahih, authentic by Shaykh al-Albani. By Tirmidhi from a hadith of Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhuma, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly said, The Book of Allah is the rope of Allah, stretched from the heavens to the earth. And back to the text of Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said, there occurs in the hadith that it is the rope of that it is the strong rope of Allah, which one end of it lies in the hand of Allah, and the other end is in our hands, with the meaning that whoever proceeds upon its way, whoever proceeds upon its methodology, will reach Allah, the Majestic and Most High, and be saved. So Shaykh al-Fawzan, he explains that hadith, the Qur'an being the rope of Allah, said meaning that whoever proceeds upon its methodology, then he will indeed reach Allah, the Majestic and Most High, and be saved. Then the quote of the Imam Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah, continues about the Qur'an, وَصِرَاتُهُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ, and his straight path, and it is his straight path, Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and it is the straight path. He the Most High said, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. Surah Al-Fatiha, the first surah, ayah 6, with the explanation, guide us upon the straight path. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and he the Most High said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. Surah Al-An'am, the 6th surah, ayah 153. With the explanation, and this is my straight path. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, الصِّرَاط means a pathway in the language. And what is meant by it here is in this ayah, in these ayahs that should mention, the ayah from Surah Al-Fatiha and this ayah from Surah Al-An'am, where the straight path is mentioned. He said, what is meant by it here, it is said, it means the Qur'an. And it is said, it means the Messenger. And it is said, it means Islam. And all of these are true. In all of these sayings of the people of Tafsir, of the explains of the Qur'an, they're not contradictory, they're all true. That the straight path, which we ask Allah to guide us upon, they refer to all of these things. The Qur'an and the Messenger and Islam. Shaykh said, so the Qur'an is the path of Allah, and Islam is the path of Allah, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the path of Allah, meaning he is the way which leads to him, he the perfect and most high. Then the quote of the Imam Ibn Qudama rahimahullah continues, wa tanzeelu rabbil alameen, and it is the revelation sent down by the Lord of the whole of creation. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, it is revelation sent down by the Lord of the whole of creation. He, the Majestic and Most High, said, وَإِنَّهُ, and he's quoting here the ayahs which came before from Surah Shu'ara, the 26th surah, ayahs 192 to 195. وَإِنَّهُ, with the explanation, and it, Shaykh al-Fawzan said, meaning the Qur'an, لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. The explanation, it is certainly revelation sent down by the Lord of the whole of creation. The trustworthy spirit, Jibreel, came down with it upon your heart so that you should be one of the warners in a clear Arabic tongue. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, these are the attributes of the Qur'an, that it is revelation sent down from the Lord of the whole of creation. It came down from Allah. It was revelation sent down from Hakim al-Hamid, one who is one who is all wise, one who is deserving of all praise. It is revelation, or the book was sent down. He said the book was sent down from Allah. So it was sent down from Allah and is not created, as is said by the Jahmiyyah. It's not something created, as is said by the Jahmiyyah. May Allah disfigure them. قَبَّحَهُمُ اللَّهِ. The Qur'an is revelation sent down from Allah. It's not something created, as is said by the Jahmiyyah. May Allah disfigure them. Rather, it was sent down from Allah. Allah spoke with it. وَأَنْزَلَهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ بِوَاسِطَةِ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Again, there's a slight printing error here. It should be وَأَنْزَلَهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ, not عَلَيْهِ. He said, Allah spoke with it and He sent it down to His Messenger with Jibreel alayhi salam as the intermediary. Then the quote of the Imam Ibn Qudamah continues, نزل به الروح الأمين على قلب سيد المرسلين. He said, the trustworthy spirit brought it down to the heart of the chief of the messengers. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, quoting a part of the ayah which preceded from Surah al-Shu'ara, he said, He, the Most High, said, على قلبك, with the explanation, to your heart. The Shaykh said, the address was to the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala qalbika, to your heart. And as a side point here, then the Imam of Tafsir, Imam of Tabari, he said with regard to this part of the ayah, ala qalbika, the Quran was, Jibreel brought it down upon your heart. At-Tabari said, he says, the trustworthy spirit descended with it, and he recited it to you, O Muhammad, until you comprehended it and contained it with your heart. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, quoting the next part of the ayah, لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ, Surah Shu'ara, ayah 194, with the explanation, so that you should be one of the warners. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, in order to warn mankind, in order that you should warn mankind with this tremendous Qur'an. So the Qur'an is Hujjatullah. So the Qur'an is the proof of Allah, the Majestic and Most High, upon His servants. وَأُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ لِأُنذِرَكُمْ بِهِ وَمَنْ بَلَغْ. Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes another ayah in this regard, Surah Al-An'am, the 6th surah, ayah 19, with the explanation, and this Qur'an has been sent as revelation to me, so that I should warn with it and whoever it reaches. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so it is the proof of Allah upon His servants. So whoever the Qur'an reaches, and he could understand it if he wanted to, then the proof has been established upon him, and he has no excuse. Then the quote of the Imam continues, بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ, in a clear Arabic language, on clear Arabic tongue, either. Shaykh Fawzan said, in explanation, in the language of the Arabs, which is the most clear and intelligible of the languages. Indeed, in the dialect of Quraysh, which is the most clear and eloquent of the dialects of the Arabs. So it is fasih, it is clear and intelligible, and the most clear and eloquent of the dialects is the dialect, or the most, the Shaykh said, and the most clear and eloquent of the languages is the language of the Arabs, and the most clear and eloquent of the dialects of the Arabs is the dialect of Quraysh. in which the Honorable Quran came down. So there is nothing more clear and intelligible than the tremendous Quran. In its phrases, and its words, and its meanings. And then the quote of the Imam Ibn Qadamah, and Allah continues, مُنَزَّمٌ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ. It was sent down and is not created. Shaykh Fawzan said, it came down from Allah the Majestic and Most High, not from the preserved tablet, rather from Allah the Majestic and Most High. Because Allah mentioned this in many ayahs. Allah mentioned that the Quran came down from Him. And Shaykh Fawzan quotes a number of these ayahs. تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين. Surah Sajda, 32nd Surah, Ayah 2, with the explanation, this is the revelation of the book. There is no doubt in it from the Lord of the whole of creation. Then comes the second ayah. تنزيل من حكيم حميد. Surah Fussilat, 41st Surah. Ayah 42, with the explanation, it is revelation sent down from one who is all-wise, deserving of all praise. And of course the third and last ayah, we close here, تَنْزِيلُ الْكِتَابِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. Surah Ghafir, 40th Surah, Ayah 2, with the explanation, the revelation of the book, the revelation, the sending down of the book, is from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Known. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, not from the preserved tablet. It wasn't sent down from the preserved tablet, it was sent down from Allah. He said, so Jibreel did not take it from the preserved tablet, as is said by the innovators. Rather Jibreel took it from Allah, the Majestic and Most High. And the quote of the Imam Muqaddama continues with what we'll take here as the last part today. مِنْهُ بَدَأَ وَإِلَيْهِ يَعُودِ. The last part with regard to the Qur'an we'll take this week inshaAllah. مِنْهُ بَدَأَ وَإِلَيْهِ يَعُودِ. It originated from him, and to him it will return. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, حَفِظُهُمُ مِنْهُ, from him, meaning from Allah, بَدَأَ, it originated. Al-Fawzan said, meaning, Allah spoke with it. It did not originate from the preserved tablet, nor from something else, nor from Muhammad, nor from Jibreel. Rather, it is from Allah, the Majestic and Most High. It originated from Him, and it will return to Him at the end of time. And that's where we'll end the explanation of Shaykh al-Fawzan, Hafizullah. And just finally, we'll take something from Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, Rahimullah's explanation, because he summarizes the section, so we'll just read what he says in summary of the section, the part we had today, that he says, speech with regard to the Qur'an, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, Rahimullah, he said, the Honorable Qur'an is from the speech of Allah the Most High. It was sent down. It is not something created. It originated from Him, and to Him it will return. So it is the speech of Allah in its letters and its meanings. The proof that it is from the speech of Allah is His saying, He the Most High, وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. Surah At-Tawbah, the 9th Surah, Ayah 6. It's the proof that the Qur'an is the speech of Allah. The ayah with the explanation, and if one of the people of Shirk, if one of the Mushriks, asks you to grant him protection, then grant him protection, so that he can hear the speech of Allah. Shaykh said, meaning the Qur'an. He said, and the proof that it is Munazzalun, revelation sent down, is His saying, He the Most High. Tabaraka alladhi nazzala al-furqana ala abdi. Surah Al-Furqan, 25th surah, the first ayah. With the explanation, exalted is the one who sent down the criterion to His servant. He said, and the proof that it is not created is His saying, He the Most High, ala lahu al-khalqu wal-amr. Surah Al-A'raf, 7th surah, ayah 54, with the explanation, is not creation and the command for Him? Shaykh said, so He made commanding something other than creating. And the Qur'an is from His command because of His saying, and He quotes the second ayah, He the Most High, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. Surah Ash-Shura, 42nd surah, ayah 52, with the explanation, and likewise we sent to you a revelation and mercy from our command. And he quotes the second ayah, ذَلِكَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ أَنْزَلَهُ إِلَيْكُمْ. Surah At-Talaq, 65th surah, ayah 5, with the explanation, that is the command of Allah which He sent down to you. Shaykh Uthaymeen said, and because the speech of Allah is an attribute from His attributes, and His attributes are not created. Then he finished here by saying, and the proof that it originated from Him is that Allah ascribed it to Himself, and speech is not ascribed except to the one who initially said it. And finally, and the proof that it will return to Him is what occurs in some of the narrations, that it will be raised up from the Mus'hafs. It will be raised up from the written copies of the Qur'an and from the hearts at the end of time. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Any points of clarification?
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك